proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In this session, we conclude our series regarding the War of Gog and Magog, an event described in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. We turn our attention to what God says in the 39th chapter of Ezekiel. God related what would result from the incursion of Gog and his allies. The war between them and Israel would prove costly to both sides. Yet Gog and his coalition would suffer a far more extensive defeat. God declared to Gog that, quote, "I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite the bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand," unquote. God said that he would thwart the intended invasion of Gog and his allies. Moreover, he would inflict upon them a casualty rate of over 80% for the invading armies. Yet further, God will take away the armaments carried by Gog and his allies, thereby removing their capability of waging war against Israel. In Ezekiel 39, God further elaborated on what would in fact happen to Gog and his confederacy. Quote, "Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured," unquote. Not only would the forces of Gog suffer defeat, not only would they suffer destruction, Gog and his allies would be making such a hasty retreat from the land of Israel as to leave the dead bodies of their slain. These corpses would serve as carrion for the predatory animals, such as vultures. God informed Gog and his allies, quote, "Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God," unquote. Gog and his coalition might have intended to wage a successful military campaign against the Jewish nation. They might have planned on defeating the Jewish people, taking the spoil of the plunder. However, God will work his will, regardless of what Israel's enemies intended to do. As Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, "The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord." After the battle between Gog and his allies with Israel had ended, God added, quote, "They that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, the hand stave and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years," unquote. Such armaments would include the weapons carried by the deceased soldiers of the invading forces, as well as those left behind by the fleeing armies of Gog and his allies. God would give Gog and his coalition such a great defeat that they would make haste to get out of the land of Israel and attempt to escape the hand of God. God continued that, quote, "It shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitudes, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land," unquote. God reiterated that the number of dead amongst the invading armies would be so great that it would take the Jewish people 7 months just to bury the carcasses. God will exalt himself by defeating Gog and his allies and preserving Israel. That way, all the world will witness God's power and give him the glory he deserves. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.